Jelly was mother to us, and was close to us and took care of us, and didn't spoil us at all. But he didn't report us to the lieutenant. There was never a court-martial among the roughnecks, and no man was ever flogged. Jelly didn't even pass out extra duty very often. He had other ways of paddling us. He could look you up and down at daily inspection and simply say, "In the Navy, you might look good. Why don't you transfer?" And get results, it being an article of faith among us that the Navy crew members slept in their uniforms and never washed below their collar lines. But Jelly didn't have to maintain discipline among privates because he maintained discipline among his non-coms and expected them to do likewise. My squad leader, when I first joined, was Red Green. After a couple of drops, when I knew how good it was to be a roughneck, I got to feeling gay and a bit too big for my clothes and talked back to Red. He didn't report me to Jelly. He just took me back to the washroom and gave me a medium set of lumps. And we got to be pretty good friends. In fact, he recommended me for Lance later on. Actually, we didn't know whether the crew members slept in their clothes or not. We kept to our part of the ship, and the Navy men kept to theirs, because they were made to feel unwelcome if they showed up in our country other than on duty. After all, one has social standards one must maintain, mustn't one? The lieutenant had his stateroom in male officers' country, a Navy part of the ship, but we never went there either, except on duty, and rarely. We did go forward for guard duty because the Roger Young was a mixed ship, female captain and pilot officers, some female Navy ratings. Forward of Bulkhead 30 was ladies' country, and two armed MI day and night stood guard at the one door cutting it. At battle stations, that door, like all other gas-tight doors, was secured. Nobody missed a drop. Officers were privileged to go forward of Bulkhead 30 on duty, and all officers, including the lieutenant, ate in a mixed mess just beyond it. But they didn't tarry there. They ate and got out. Maybe other corvette transports were run differently, but that was the way the Roger Young was run. Both the lieutenant and Captain Deladrier wanted a taut ship and got it. Nevertheless, guard duty was a privilege. It was a rest to stand beside that door, arms folded, feet spread, doping off and thinking about nothing, but always warmly aware that any moment you might see a feminine creature, even though you were not privileged to speak to her other than on duty. Once I was called all the way into the skipper's office, and she spoke to me. She looked right at me and said, "Take this to the chief engineer, please."